Notice how our Lord approaches him. When Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been now a long time in that case, that is, a long time not only in his condition but at that pool, he saith unto him, Wilt thou, or do you earnestly desire to be made whole? Now will you take a look at this? That's a peculiar question to ask a sick man. It seems rather absurd, does it not? That wasn't the man's problem. He wanted to be made. And why did the Lord ask him that? Well, I think for two reasons. First, to beget hope in the man. His case was hopeless. And I think the light of hope had pretty much gone out of his life, and he was in despair there. And then the second reason, and it's the more important one, to get the man's eyes off the pool, to get him to look to Jesus, to startle him. I think this man never noticed anybody else that came up there. He never watched anything else. He just kept his eyes on that pool. And so our Lord startles him and says to him, Would you be made whole? Do you earnestly desire? And I think the man normally and naturally would look up at, well, who in the world would ask a question like that? Why, he said, of course I want to be made whole, but that's not my problem. I need somebody to put me in the water. And may I say that this man was watching that pool, waiting for something to happen. Do you know that's the condition of so many people today? And I'm bold enough to say that it's the condition of all of us in these days. Just think of the people, even in our churches, waiting for some great sweeping emotion to engulf them. And there are those that are postponing making a decision for Christ. They're not willing to turn to him. Why? Well, they're looking for an emotion. They're looking for something to happen. And what they're looking for will never come to a great many people today. And then there are many people that they've got their eyes on business. They're waiting for something to happen, get rich quick. And I was pastor in Texas of a place where they drilled for oil. And I had a lot of my folk that just sat around watching a dry well. There wasn't any moving of water or anything. It was dry. They wanted it to become an oil well. And they had their eye, I must confess, on the physical, entranced by the material, and they lose sight of Jesus Christ. Now, there are some people today that are looking to some individual, and they're waiting for something to happen in their lives. They've heard the experience of someone else, and they're doomed to bitter disappointment. Why? Well, I've talked to many of these people. They come in under all of these categories, waiting today, got their eyes fixed on something, and they've got their eyes fixed on the wrong thing or the wrong individual or the wrong happening today. I'd ask you the question, are you waiting for something to happen these days? What is it? I could write your biography if you'd tell me what it is. The Thessalonians, they turn to God from idols to serve the living and true God. They got their eyes off of things in Thessalonica, and they turned to the Lord Jesus Christ.